Hi, this is Dr. Sadie, attending medical report patient. First name is Muhammad, M-U-H-A-M-M-E-D, last name Munir, M-U-N-I-R. Date of birth is 01-29-1954. Your examination date is 12-21-2023. Your next and chief complaint, colon patient came today as a follow-up after accidental fall, comma, facial injury, comma, swelling below right eye and left eye. For your next line, subject to colon, patient said that while he was home, coming in the home from garage, he lost his balance and fell face down to the floor. Patient sustained bruises on the right side of the forehead and below both the eyes, and very minor abrasion on the nose bridge. After that, patient was taken to emergency room at Good Samaritan Hospital, and patient said that he did not pass out. However, he had CT scan of the brain, which did not show any active bleeding. Patient is on Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day for paroxysmal atrial fibrillation period. And now patient feels better. He still have bruises below the both eyes. However, patient has the puffiness of the lower part of the orbit. He has this for past several years. It's progressively getting worse. There is no pain. Patient had eye examination last year. It was unremarkable period. Next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits of stool color, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling or tremors, fever. Next line. Past medical history is significant for paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and he's on Eliquis 5 milligram one tablet twice a day. Next time, patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, and he's on atorvastatin 80 milligram once a day, along with low-fat diet. Here, next time, patient has a history of end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis, and he's on calcium acetate 667 milligram, 3 capsules, 3 times a day. Your next line patient has a history of hypertension, and he's on carbidolol 12.5 milligram, 1 tablet twice a day, comma, clonidine 0.1 milligram, once a day, comma, lisinopril 40 milligram, once a day, and nifedipine 60 milligram, twice a day, as per the cardiologist and nephrologist. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of insomnia, and he's on melatonin 10 milligram at every night. Here, next line. Social history, patient lives with his wife, and she is mostly bedridden and uses wheelchair. And patient helps her at the hemodialysis center. Period. Patient never smokes cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use. Period. Next line, objective colon. HEENT examination reveals minimal bruises below both the eyes. And also patient has baggy. Correction, patient has soft lumps below both the eyes without any redness or tenderness. Period. The right-sided forehead bruise has completely healed. Period. Next line. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or liver enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination as normal. First and second or so without any cardiac murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is so be obese without any tenderness and bowels are active. Period. Next line. Extremities has no cleft and then there's edema or tremors. Period. Next line. Neurological examinations intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Rombaugh test is negative. Period. Next patient is Syed SYED, last name Qadri, QADRI. Date of birth is 09-02-1966. Period. Examination date is 12-21-2023. Your next time chief complaint, colon patient came today. And the follow for diabetes mellitus and hypertension, and also patient gained weight. Your next time subject to colon. Patient now moved with his son in a new home, and he was non-compliant on the diet, and patient gained weight, and he's going to start exercise every day and be on low-carb, healthy diet. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Dizziness, comma, headache, comma, fever, comma, cough, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling or tremors. Period. Next line. Objective, colon. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness, and bowels are active. Period. Next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact. Your next question is Salimunisa, S-A-L-E-E-M-U-N-I-S, last name Sheikh, S-H-A-I-K. Date of birth is 1-1-0-2-1954. Period. Examination date is 12-21-2023. Period. Next line. Chief complaint, colon. Patient came today with the chief complaint of constipation, comma, right fourth toe pain, comma, right foot, forefoot pain, and rashes on the right leg. Period. Next line. Subject to colon. Patient came today with her son, stating that she has constipation on and off. She was taking laxative a few months ago and she stopped. Now constipation is back. However, she did not have any bleeding during the bowel movement. Period. Next line. Patient stated that she bumped her right foot against the door, resulting in the pain of the fourth toe on the right side, and the pain level is 5 to 6 upon exertion. It is relieved after resting. Period. Patient was seen by a rheumatologist, and she was advised acetaminophen 500 mg 3 times a day as needed. But pain hasn't improved. Period. Next line. Patient also have pain in the forefoot of the right foot, especially on the plantar surface, and also patient has a flat foot. Period. She has a pain level of 5 or 6, and sometimes the fourth right toe upon exertion pain goes up to 8 or 9. Period. Next line. Patient stated that she has a rash on the right leg, and it is pleuritic, and she has the itchiness for past several weeks. She hasn't used any medications. Period. There are no pus formation. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon. Patient denied. Excessive weight gain, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, or snoring. Period. Next line. Past medical history. Is significant for hypertension, and she is on enalapril, 5 milligram, 2 tablets in the morning, 1 in the evening. Along with low salt diet. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of diabetes and she is on glipizide, 10 milligram, 2 tablets in the morning and 2 tablets in the evening as per the endocrinologist. Comma, Tregenta 5 milligram once a day, and metformin, 1,000 milligram, one tablet twice a day, along with low-carb diet. Your next line patient has a history of hypertriglyceridemia, and she is on gemfibrozil, 600 milligram, one tablet a day, along with low-fat diet. Your next line patient has a history of social history patient lives with her older son, and patient never smokes cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use. Period. Next line. Objective colon. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft, slightly obese, without right tenderness. Pin bowels are active. Here, next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors feared. Right foot examination reveals the tenderness of the fourth toe. And there is no open wounds. And weight bearing is painful. Here, right foot examination. And the plantar surface is tender without any masses. Also, patient has flat foot. Period. Next line. Skin examination reveals dryness with a few scratch patches, few scratch area on the right leg. There is no open wounds or abscess formation. Next line, patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next patient is Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, last name is Spivey, S-P-I-V-E-Y. Date of birth is 11-2-1938. Period examination date is 12-21-2023. Period. Next line, chief complaint, colon patient, complaint of right and left finger numbness and heaviness, comma, soft mass under right axilla. Weird. Next line. Patient also came today as a follow for diabetes and chronic and kidney disease. Weird. Next line. Subject to colon patient yesterday that he's noticed numbness and tingling of both the hands, especially in the night time. And sometimes it wakes him up due to discomfort. Patient had a similar episode 1.5 or 2 years ago, and he had, it was a question, he was seen by a specialist and received injection. After that, he felt much better. Weird. Next line. Patient noticed a lump on the right axilla, and it is bleeding. There was some discharge, and he cleaned it up day before yesterday. There was a mild pain. Patient has no fever or chills. Period. Next line. The patient blood glucose log paper was reviewed, and most of the fasting blood glucose is less than 120. Here, next line. Patient also had a fasting laboratory test and reviewed with him, and it shows chronic kidney disease stage 1. And patient is seen by a nephrologist. Here, next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, exposure to infections, allergies, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling or tremors. Here, next line. Social history patient lives by himself, Well, his brother is nearby, patient. Never smoked cigarette, drank alcohol, honesty, affiliacy, drug use. His activity is mostly sedentary. Period, next line. Objective, colon. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or liver enlargement. Period, next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Period, next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period, next line. Abdomen is soft, slightly obese without any discomfort. Period, next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness or pedal edema. And upper extremities reveals stiffness and heaviness of both the wrists, and there is no significant tenderness or carpal tunnel. Here, patient is able to make fist. However, he has tenderness in the wrist upon range of movement, especially a rotation. Period, next line. Skin examination under the right axilla reveals 1 centimeter size lump. It has minimal bleeding. It is soft. Period. Next patient. Zainab, Z-E-I-N-A-B, last name Zeter, Z-E-A-I-T-E-R, date of birth is 03-10-1965, period examination date is 12-21-2023, period next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today complaining of weight gain, comma, increased appetite, comma, softness of the nail and easy cracking. Period. Next line. Follow-up after 24 Holter monitor. Period. Next line. Subject to colon. Patient stated that for the last 3 to 4 weeks, her appetite has been increased and she is eating more than usual, and subsequently patient gained weight. She has a thyroid function test a few months ago. Her TSH was high and T4 was unremarkable. Period. Next line. Patient stated that all her fingernails has a cracking, and this is going on for past few years. Next line, patient came today after 24 Holter monitor, and the results are reviewed with the patient in detail. Period, patient has non-sustained ventricular tachycardia. Correction, patient has non-sustained supraventricular tachycardia. There was no other significant arrhythmias. Period, next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, double vision, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits or stool color, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, or tremors. Period, next line. Past medical history is significant for hypothyroidism, and she is on levothyroxine, 25 microgram once a day. Period, next line. Patient has a history of idiopathic thrombocytosis, and she is on hydroxyurea, 500 milligram capsule one tablet twice a day. Pyridoxine patient has a history of vitamin D deficiency. Crescent patient has a history of iron deficiency. And she is on ferrosulfate, 325 milligram, one tablet a day, along with green leafy vegetables. Here, next line. Social history patient lives with her husband, and she never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use, and patient is very active. Here, next line, objective colon. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal first and second sound without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowel sounds are active. Period. Next line. Extremities has no cavity and has edema or tremors. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next line. Examination of the nail reveals cracking of the nails on the tip and they are soft, but there is no tenderness or active bleeding. Period. Next patient. Anasta, A-N-S-T-A, last name is ILJADHI. Date of birth is 01-11-1955. Period examination date is 12-21-2023. Your next line, chief complaint colon. Patient came today for annual physical exam. Your next line, subject to colon. Patient came today with her son, stating that he is in good health and wants to have a form filled out for driver's facility. Period. Next line. Patient stated that he has no chest pain or shortness of breath, no nausea, vomiting. And he came 2 weeks ago from Albania. Here, next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, delusion, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities. Period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for chronic bronchitis and he is on albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, 4 times a day as needed. Your next line patient has a history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation and he is on Eliquis, 5 milligram, 1 tablet twice a day. Your next line patient has a history of hypertension and he is on diltiazem, 60 milligram, 1 tablet 3 times a day, comma, enalapril 2.5 milligram once a day, along with low salt diet. Here, next line. Patient also has diabetes and he's on Lantus insulin 24 units, subcutaneous injection daily. Here, next line. Allergies are none. Here, next line. Past surgical history, none. Here, next line. Family history, not contributory. Here, next line. Social history, correction preventive history. Patient is up to date on his COVID vaccination. Period. Next line, social history. Patient is married, lives with her wife and 3 adult children. Period. patient never smokes cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use. His exercise mostly walking. 3 or 4 hours, 3 or 4 hours every day period. Next line. Objective colon. HEENT examination is unremarkable. Period. Next line. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. There are no bruise. Period. Next line. Chest is symmetrical without any deformity and there are no axillary lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels are active. Period. Next line. Genital examination reveals no hernia. And rectal examination is performed and prostate is normal in size. Period. Next line. Extremities has no cavity tenderness or edema or tremors. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is ambulatory without any assistance. Period. Next line. Had a long discussion with patient regarding driver's license and all the questions answered to the satisfaction they verbalized for understanding. Period. End of dictation.